Coach shook his head. I can't believe this, you dirty little rats. But I like the fact that y'all are ganging up on me. That means my plan is working. He put his hands together like an evil villain. You're bonding. Yeah, Patty scoffed. Just get to the secret or kiss your noodles goodbye. Coach sniggered. Okay, he started. Well, it's true, Lou. I did run in the Olympics, and I won a gold medal. Coach looked pointedly at each of us, one by one. Okay, so there, he said, snatching his fork and chopsticks back from Patty. And the conversation for the rest of the night was pretty much all about the Olympics. Coach didn't really say too much more about it. It was mainly just us talking about what it must have been like and all that. But I was glad that we were off my secret. It was like I had never even said anything about what happened with my dad, even though I did. I did. And it seemed like everybody at the table cared and didn't care at the same time. And that made me feel, for the first time, like I was one of them. They even asked me if I needed to borrow some practice gear, which I thought was nice, but I told them I was cool, that my mother was going to get me some soon, even though I hadn't even asked for none yet. Plus, I kind of wanted my first jersey and shorts to be the ones I ran my first race in, which I hadn't really even thought about until just then. But I appreciated them offering to look out for me. Not many people do that. I could add them to the list of my mother, Mr. Charles, and, well, Coach. And it felt good to feel like one of the teammates. Like I was there, really, really there, as me, but without as much scream inside.